You are now on your way through your personal holiness through God's holiness. We are now at week 39 in your process of becoming whole, and I'd like to encourage you this week with this week's anchor of holiness. It says, think about what you want to say in an antagonistic situation. Your comments will be 90% emotion and 10% words. The key here is looking at how you're going to deal with antagonistic situations. When you begin to think about what you're going to say, you're going to find that what you want to say is actually hidden in how you say it. And so very often when you're dealing with adversity and antagonism, you become so emotional that you forget how to truly stay focused with the problem. And so this week I'm going to teach you how to stay focused on the situation and retain your personal self-control. This is going to be an encouraging week for you, because there are always going to be situations in relationships where we're going to meet an antagonist or someone who goes against our view, or perhaps even someone who stresses us out, as it said. Well, that's the reality. But there's something that I want you to be encouraged by, and I'd like for you to begin to read the solution that we're going to find in Proverbs 15, verses 1 through 4. You see, it says that a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stirs up anger. It even reminds us in verse 2 that the tongue of the wisest uses knowledge, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. And then we have to be very careful, because verse 3 says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And then finally, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. You see, what happens here, it's going to be very important for you to know that every antagonistic, negative situation that you encounter is going to breed in you some emotion. More than likely, and I would say greater than 50% of the cases, that emotion is going to be that of anger. And when you become angry in antagonistic situations, you're then setting yourself up to have your emotion lead the way. But what I'd like to encourage you to do this week, if you find that you're frequently encountering those kinds of situations, to remember the words of Proverbs chapter 15. A soft answer turns away wrath. You see, there's nothing more dangerous to a relationship than an unbridled rage. Often, not many of the battles that we face are lost when we fail to exercise self-constraint. When you let your emotions take over, you're actually losing control. You see, emotions are bred from the experiences that you have and your willingness to give others control of you. Because what happens is, if you set yourself up to become a puppet to every antagonistic situation, in other words, you allow those persons and those situations to control you, then you are not going to be victorious. But the reality here is that since you can't change people, you're going to have to work on ways that you can change yourself by getting into the point of exercising personal self-constraint. You see, typically, the listeners are more related to what they're trying to hear. What are they trying to get said? What are they trying to actually gain from the situation? In most cases, people are trying to win. In most cases, it's as though there's a battle to become the victor. You've got to understand that typically, in these battles, it all has to do with where you decide that you want to end up. What is more important to you is not going to be what you say as much as it's going to be how you say it. You see, when you determine that how is much more important than what, then that's going to be your bridge and your key to being successful. The reality is that when you begin to deal in situations where you're 90% emotion and only 10% words, you're going to lose control. In order for you to master the relationship that you may be involved in, whether it's relationship with husband or wife or with coworkers or with peers, in order for you to master those relationships, you must learn the art of diffusing and redirecting. You see, since you can't control others, you're going to have to work on self-control. You see, when dealing with an angry person, you must remember that verse 1 in the 15th chapter of Proverbs says to us, a soft answer turns away wrath. This simply means that you're not going to engage in a verbal fight, a verbal entourage of how much tone that you can give, whether you're going to be louder or stronger or more verbal. But really, you know, when you think about it, that's not what wins the battle, and that's not what wins the case. What really wins is your ability not to allow others to control your emotions. And so that as you are listening to those persons, why not practice the role of being able to ensure that what you're about to say is going to be controlled, and that you're going to use a soft answer, that you're not going to measure the volume of increase of an angry term, but that you are going to be in control. Because verse 1 tells you that anger is generally removed by a gentle response. But a heated response is like adding fuel to a flickering flame. You've got to be in control by practicing the art of learning not to raise your voice, but to take a moment to give a soft answer, because it will indeed. You see, what happens is if you get into the pattern of speaking loudly and using the high audible tone of communication, you're going to be seen as someone who's argumentative, yelling, and screaming. However, if you take time to think about what you're saying, listen to the person, and ensure that what you're about to say is going to be carefully chosen, and that it is not going to be at the volume of competition of a person who's already yelling at a really heightened degree. So we want you to actually think about carefully choosing your action. This is going to be the key that lets you know that you're in control. You can choose your action. And I'm saying to you today in this particular lesson, get to the point that you carefully choose your action so that you control others' reaction. I want to put a pin there because that's going to be very important. When you choose your action, then in effect you're able to control others' reaction. When you're calm, you can then generate a calm response. When you're hyper, as it said, or when you're up and active, you generate that kind of response. So the reality here is that you really can control other people's reaction, and that's simply by how you control your action. So as you get through this week's Anchor of Wholeness, I'd like for you to make a point of controlling your action so that you can control others' reaction. Always think about what you're about to say before you say it. You're always going to be 90% emotion and 10% words in an antagonistic situation. But you can do it. You can control your action. And that way, I guarantee that you'll be able to control the reactions of others. And so as you put this into practice, just know that you're getting closer to that point of holiness through God's holiness. And we look forward to your strength and look forward to your victories in Christ Jesus.